This is Congressman Bob Dole with my weekly radio report from Washington. Of course, I wish to thank this station for carrying my weekly program as a public service broadcast, and again would invite your comments and your suggestions and your criticisms. If anyone had told me in January that we'd still be having regular weekly programs in November, I would have been a little uncertain as to what to answer these people. But it now appears that we will not adjourn at all this year, and if we do anything, it may be we'll have a recess for Christmas and then start in again in January. This has actually been one of the longest and most fruitless sessions in recent history, and frankly, I'm not certain just what will be accomplished. There haven't been a great many bills passed, and to me, this isn't all bad because I think it's better in many instances not to pass some of the legislation that's pending. It was of interest to me to attend the meeting in Salina, Kansas on September 18, where Secretary Freeman was featured and was the guest speaker, and that evening answered questions and talked for about 2 hours. I recognize or recall it was about a 2-hour and 20-minute program, and of this 2 hours and 20 minutes, Secretary Freeman used about 2 hours and 5 minutes, so I would say that he perhaps controlled the time, and of course he controlled the questions he wished to reply to because they were written down in advance, and I was somewhat disappointed because only about 11 or 12 farmers from western Kansas were able to take the microphone and present their views. And then these people were limited to just 3 minutes. In other words, after they had talked for 3 minutes, the bell would go off and their time was up. So there was actually not one single opportunity of any give-and-take conversation between a Kansas farmer and the Secretary of Agriculture. So I frankly felt the meeting was somewhat useless. It pointed out that the Secretary is a skilled politician, and I don't know what else it did point out. But one of the questions discussed that evening, as I recall, and I was present, was someone had asked and had written down on a card, Mr. Secretary, what about the bill introduced by Congressman Dole and 19 other members of Congress on May 23, 1963? Well, at that time, the Secretary announced to some 2,500 people who were there that this bill was unworkable, it was too costly, and would add to the surplus. Now, I assume from this, because I was there also, that Mr. Freeman had made a very careful study of my particular proposition and the other similar bills and had reached this conclusion after considerable research. And therefore, when I came back to Washington, I waited a few days thinking I might get a copy of the report. And when this didn't come, I contacted the Secretary by letter on October 8th. I pointed out to him that he had made this statement in Salina that the voluntary program introduced by 20 members of Congress on May 23rd had been considered, and that he felt it was unworkable and too costly. Well, on October 31st, I received a reply not from Mr. Freeman, but from Kenneth M. Burkhead, who is the Assistant Secretary, Department of Agriculture, Assistant Secretary of Agriculture, and he indicates that they have not even completed the report on the bill I introduced and the bill introduced by some 19 other members. So I begin to wonder just what Mr. Freeman based his answer on and what he may have based other answers on given that evening, because here is a clear-cut case. He was in Salina on September 18, and then some 6 weeks later, I hear from the Assistant Secretary, who tells me in writing as follows. The department has not submitted a report on this bill or on other identical bills introduced by other members of Congress. So this is the status now of the bill I introduced, which is a voluntary program combining wheat and feed grain acreages. I feel that the Secretary owes some explanation to those who may have been assembled that evening, because the impression was clearly left that he had carefully studied the proposal I introduced and that other members have introduced, and that they were unworkable and too costly. This is one reason, frankly, why I was in attendance, to find out what the Secretary might or how he might respond to questions that were asked of him. And I certainly feel that it's not becoming the dignity of the office of the Secretary of Agriculture to leave this impression with people who were there to learn, and I say this regardless of the particular party affiliation or the fact that it may have been a farmer or a member of some ASC office staff or ASC committee who were in attendance in Salina on September 18th. And I certainly trust that the secretary will rectify, at least acknowledge that he didn't know what my bill would do when he made this response in September. Thanks for listening. And again, this is Congressman Bob Dole, Room 244, House Office Building, Washington, D.C.